Your news in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There were more protests in Ferguson, Missouri last night, and police made arrests to break up one crowd. Some people had thrown Molotov cocktails and other objects at officers. Officials had requested earlier that people demonstrate only during the day. The protests continue over Saturday's fatal police killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown. From St. Louis Public Radio, Duri Buscarin reports it may be weeks before official information about the case is released.
St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Robert McCulloch says he will not discuss the evidence until a grand jury decides whether to file charges against the officer. But if the grand jury says the shooting was justified, McCulloch says all evidence from the case will go into the public record.
I will seek the appropriate court orders to do that, and absolutely everything will be in the public domain, and I will be available then or anytime thereafter to answer any questions anybody has about the specifics.
The FBI is also investigating potential civil rights violations in the case. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in St. Louis.
An evacuation of Iraqi civilians appears less likely, according to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. The BBC's Jim Muir reports the religious minority Yazidis have been besieged on a northern Iraqi mountain.
The situation on Sinjar Mountain seems to have eased because every night thousands of the trapped Yazidis have been able to get out. They've been going across into eastern Syria, then up northwards, and then back eastwards into Iraqi Kurdistan. The numbers have dwindled. It's down to several thousand, apparently, and they are getting access to food and water that's being airdropped to them. So the immediate need for some kind of urgent and really quite dangerous extraction operation seems to have eased off.
The BBC's Jim Muir in northern Iraq. Pope Francis has arrived in South Korea for a visit of several days. On the same day of his arrival, North Korea fired 5 projectiles into the sea near its border with South Korea. 3 of these were rockets. In his first remarks, Pope Francis urged all Koreans to work toward reconciliation instead of using belligerent action.
Peace can be won through quiet listening and dialogue rather than by mutual recriminations, fruitless criticism, and displays of force.
Earlier, as the Pope traveled to South Korea, he flew through Chinese airspace. En route, he sent Chinese leaders a telegram of greetings. China and the Vatican have no diplomatic relations. The truce between Israel and Palestinian militants has been extended for another 5 days. It appears to be holding. An earlier 3-day truce ended, and after that time, Israel says Palestinian militants fired several rockets toward Israel. Israel responded with airstrikes in Gaza. You're listening to NPR News. Several hundred Russian trucks have resumed their journey toward Ukraine. Russian authorities say the convoy is carrying relief supplies intended to help people in Ukraine caught in fighting between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian rebels. The Ukrainian government says it will refuse the trucks entry at the border unless they are fully inspected. They're worried that this is a pretext for a military attack. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine bolsters evidence that high-sodium diets contribute to deaths from heart attacks and strokes. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports researchers say people can make one more dietary change to protect their heart health.
A global look at sodium consumption, based on surveys from 66 countries, finds that about 1.6 million deaths per year from strokes and heart attacks can be attributed to high sodium intake, in excess of 2,000 milligrams per day. Here's study author Dariush Mozafarian of Tufts University.
That's, you know, remarkably high. I mean, that's almost 1 in 10 of all cardiovascular deaths around the world.
But a second study suggests that for people who don't have high blood pressure, the current recommendation to limit salt may not be necessary. The authors find that consuming more potassium by eating more fruits, vegetables, and beans can help lower blood pressure and offset the effects of sodium. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Major League Baseball owners are meeting in Baltimore. They're choosing a new commissioner to replace Bud Selig, who is stepping down. There are 3 candidates now, including 2 Major League Baseball executives and the chairman of the Boston Red Sox. Selig has served as Major League Baseball's commissioner since 1998. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.